Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
You're listening to the Sans Pants Network.
Happy game of Thanksgiving. Tis the season to get sucked off.
Nice, they're scrubbing that.
Oh, I'm about to bust. Oh my God, I'm about to bust. And I'm busting right onto the Thumb Cramps podcast with your hosts, Joel Dusha and Jackson Daly. And I'm Ruby, and it's the show right now. And it's a show where the games are made up and the points don't matter. And I'm your host Drew Carey, and we're about to do some funny stuff.
I'm Colin, and this is my good friend Ryan.
I'm Ryan. Yeah, that's true.
First of all, Ruby, thank you so much for having us.
Thanks for introing the show,
thank
Ruby.
You've done it better than
any intro I think we've ever done.
Yeah,
yeah, and you've blown them out of the water.
And Jackson, yeah? Ruby, I'd just like to say happy game of Thanksgiving.
Happy game of Thanksgiving. Tis the season.
Gobble, gobble.
Gobble, gobble.
Gobble,
why have
gobble
we not been
games.
Saying that? Gobble, gobble games. That's
gobble,
true.
Gobble games.
Like the South Park game where you fought with turkeys.
Yeah.
Anyway, today we are celebrating the gift of Nier Automata and other games. Nier or tomato?
I don't know.
Or tomato.
Or tomato or tomato, yeah.
It's the game that I, every time I review,
it
which
is
upwards of 35 times, I say the name, I get yelled at.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, I feel like I've been on an episode where Nier Automato has been talked about. I might be wrong.
No, you probably have. You know.
Because I played it on the PS4. A fan sent me a copy saying, hey, freak, you'll love this game. And I said, what?
Whoa.
Oh my God. Do love this game.
Yeah.
And then...
Hey, yuck-loving
fuck.
Carson.
Yeah, no Fs, no Jeffs, Ruby. I know you're the host this week.
Sorry. Hey, it's my show.
No.
The points mightn't matter, but the Fs and Jeffs do.
Yeah, we can't have one episode that you can play in schools, Ruby. They've got to all be for schools or none are for schools.
Yeah. All right. Hey, hello, students. Welcome to the show. Today we're going to be learning about what a video game is and what a video game isn't.
What isn't
and
a video
to start
game?
This lesson. What isn't a video game? Students, I'm going to give you a pause so you can respond.
As we discussed at the start of the podcast, busting. Busting ain't a video game.
That's true. Take out your exercise books now.
I would love to record like a CD or a cassette that's like played for students.
Yes.
And they learn and whatnot. It's kind of like Dora the Explorer. Where,
Dora the Explorer.
Where you pause to let them answer a question. And even if it's right, it doesn't matter. It's pre-recorded.
Yeah.
So you give them the pause and then you go, wrong! It's wrong!
Hit them with
you were wrong!
Nice try, idiot!
Wrong!
Yeah. Get clever! The rest of them.
You should have been taught better.
Hey, everyone's born dumb, but sometimes people stay dumb.
Yeah. You're only smart for a little bit in the middle. Yeah. Really, aren't you? It's dumb either side, dude. You said Jackson play Nier Automata or Automata or Autobots Rollout or whatever.
Yeah.
Because it's one of your favorite games.
A lot of people, like, what was the point of Game of Thanksgiving if every game I gave you was a game you would have probably played anyway?
Exactly. We've been very lucky, I think, with the games we've gifted each other, the sucks off that we've gifted each other.
Yeah.
Because they've all been games we quite enjoy. Yeah. You know, I'm probably going to like a Doom Eternal.
Yeah.
You're probably going to like Wario 3.
Yeah.
You know, Nier Automata, look, I don't hate it.
It's very anime.
It is very anime. I do wish that they would shut the hell up.
Yeah.
A lot of the time, the twink annoys me.
9S.
I hate that little twink.
9S doesn't shut up, but 2B doesn't talk that much. And when she does talk, she's very stern.
Yeah, that's true. She's very mean to 9S or whatever. So I do like that. I do like when she's rude to him. You also really scared me because you were like, the tutorial, if you die, you will have to go back to the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
And so that put me on edge more than, I think, like any, you know, in a game, you want it to be kind of high octane, your heart's pounding or whatever. You don't want failure. But knowing that was the risk of failure really made me focus hard on this game. Because I think if I'd died and had to do it again, I would have played for 20 minutes and never played it again.
Actually, fun fact about Nier Automata is 2B's last name is actually Pencil.
That is a fun fact.
That was really fun. What's 9S's last name?
Pencil.
Their brother and sister.
It's what?
You keep cussing! Ruby!
Okay. It's crazy because you know what? I think last time I was here, I didn't say a cuss ever.
That's
true. I didn't say one cuss that episode.
You're making up for it. And Ruby, as is tradition, is there a noise you'd like to give us that I can use to bleep out any F's and Jeffs?
Yeah. Give me 3 seconds.
Okay.
One, two, three.
Oh!
Is that the sound of Luigi having a heart attack?
Well, maybe, maybe like Kirby fell in a hole.
Yeah.
Swallowed a brick, fell in a hole, quick.
You just gave me like a really vivid picture in my head of Kirby suffering from an oil spill.
wait. If we're doing Kirk, I could go, hi!
Oh, that's good. Could you do Kirby and he's suffering in an oil spill? Like he was on the... Someone's gonna have to wash him down. Is Kirby furry?
Nah, he's skinny.
No, he's like his skin.
Okay.
Or bubblegum.
Does he have paws? Oh, he's like bubblegum.
No,
bubblegum doesn't have paws.
Smooth.
Okay.
I think it'd feel like a flesh balloon.
Yeah. That's gross.
Jigglypuff's hairy.
Yeah, Jigglypuff's really
hairy. Not fluffy.
I liked
fluffy.
That. I really liked that design.
Yeah,
like
me too.
The hairy design.
Pikachu hairy too?
Yeah.
Hairy little rat?
Like, the thing like is, rat. Is, like, people are like, rat. Oh, it looks so weird. I'm like, do you want him to look like Mr. Mime?
Yeah, exactly. Mr. Mime feels like latex, I have to assume, when you touch him.
Yeah, latex and skin.
I
horrible.
Think, this is messed up to say, but I think cutting a Mr. Mime would feel awesome.
What do you mean, cutting?
Like, getting a knife and slicing his cheek.
What?
Because he's, like, made of vinyl or whatever. You know.
Hey, I don't know about you guys, but I think it'd feel really nice to just beat a Mr. Mime with a lead pipe.
Maybe he's dead and I'm cooking him, if that makes it better. You know, just like slicing into the Mr. Mime flesh, I feel like it would be really satisfying.
I'm now imagining the scene in Reservoir Dogs where the guy cuts off the guy's ear, except it's you and Mr. Mime.
Yeah.
Do you think, like, because I know that they eat Pokemon.
Yeah.
Like, that's just the tea. Like, some of the Pokemon they eat... Do you think they have to, like, make an ultimate decision of, like, which Pokemon are, like, more humanoid? And if, like, that stops them from being
Is there an
eaten?
Intelligence thing, maybe?
Yeah. Well, like, you probably can't eat a Slowking because they're, like, geniuses or whatever.
Or an Alakazam.
But you can eat a Slowbro because they're dumb as hell.
Yeah.
Also, you know, if you lived in the Pokemon universe and you believed in God... You would look at something like a Bulbasaur or whatever, or a Farfetch'd, and you'd be like, this is like, you know, some people say the banana was designed for the human hand.
Yeah.
You'd be like, that duck is walking around with a goddamn leak. He wants to be eaten.
Yeah, but Farfetch'd is almost extinct, remember?
Well, there you go.
Because they got eaten too much.
So delicious, yeah.
Well, but then also, Santa Claus is real in the Pokemon universe, and the
No one eats him.
Santa's elves are Jinx, so...
Oh. Is Santa the penguin?
No, I think Santa's just a guy.
Where's where?
Because there's that penguin, you know?
Deli bird. Yeah, he delivers you gifts. Can't be good gifts. He's a bird.
Yeah.
Yeah, like what's he getting?
Yeah.
Like, snails? Like shiny pieces of stuff?
Yeah.
Or like a rat? Well, I guess if it's in Pokemon, a rat's all right. You're like, oh, it's a Pikachu.
Yeah.
Imagine that. Ho, 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 Merry Christmas. And you open the box and it's just like some nuts and bolts.
Oh, come on.
And not even of the Banjo-Kazooie.
When I was a kid, sometimes we get an orange for Christmas in the sack.
That's a good gift.
Yeah, because it's good vitamin C.
I think I'm...
Yeah, and fruit is delicious.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure I've told this story on a podcast before, but I went to school with someone that legitimately got given coal for Christmas. And like, that's that awesome. As a threat is funny, but then if you follow through with it...
Yeah.
Like, as a parent, you'd have to be like...
I hate my kid a little bit.
I'm full on angry at my kid.
You can't
I have a vendetta against my six-year-old.
You know, you're meant to have unconditional love for your child, but if you give them coal, you don't love them the whole way.
Yeah.
Okay? 5% you hate them.
You love them conditionally.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. That they behave. Anyway, Nier Automata motto... I'm the area I got up to, I played 2 hours.
Yep.
I got up to the desert area.
Yep.
Where they give birth to Sephiroth.
Yep.
The robots do out of their robot pussy.
Yep.
That was really cool. I really liked that.
Yeah.
I liked how weird it was, and I liked how bad I felt fighting the robots that were like, please don't kill me.
Yep.
And that rough little twink was like, it's good, kill them. And yeah. I was like, I hate you, 9S or whatever.
Because the machines aren't meant to have... The thing is with the machines is they're meant to be just mindless.
Yeah.
And androids are created in the...
image of man.
Yeah.
But the robots are full on trying to bone down in that cave.
Yeah.
And they get a little pram and stuff. So I was like, oh, yeah, okay, game.
The machines come from an alien invasion over Earth. And then the humans left. And then they're like, it's too dangerous to fight. So let's send androids to fight.
Mm.
And then Earth is now a war between the machines sent by aliens and the androids sent by guys.
Yeah. I'm intrigued by the story, which I didn't think I would be.
Yeah.
So that's pretty impressive. And I liked the combat fine. Like, I had a good time with it. I liked having to... It took me a while to realize that I could dodge. I don't know why. So I was just like, why do I just keep eating shit? Oh, roll out of the way. What took me a while...
When you really think about it, though, sorry.
No, it's please.
Like, I'm just thinking about it now, and... the way that you put it is like robots sent by aliens and androids sent by guys. Mm-hmm. It's like Nier Automata is kind of just like Final Fantasy mixed with that show Robot Wars.
Whoa!
Yeah. It's heaps like that.
That's awesome.
Right.
Did they ever do a thing in Robot Wars where a guy had to fight one of the robots?
Guy given, and he like gets to choose a weapon of his, like a mace or like a hammer or a sword.
Killing any of those robots would be so easy.
Yeah. Oh,
if
absolutely.
You're a guy,
big boots.
Yeah.
Just give
stop
me.
Em.
Just give me a hammer. That's all I need. But, although there's that scary robot on the side that looks like a knight.
Yeah. He comes out and kills you at the end.
Cuts my leg off with an axe.
You reckon if you killed a robot in Robot Wars, you'd meet them in heaven?
Yeah.
I think so. I think
Robot Valhalla is human heaven.
I think only robots that die in Robot Wars get to go to heaven.
Yeah, that makes sense.
The rest of them, you shoot a toaster, doesn't go anywhere.
Yeah.
The problem is like, I feel like going up against any Robot Wars robot, because they are small, would run the risk of, like, a sliced Achilles.
Oh, yeah. True. And then you're on their level because you're flat on your face.
And then your head's at their level. Game over.
Maybe it is scary to fight the robots in Robot Wars.
The only thing is with the robots in Robot Wars is a lot of them can just be defeated by flipping them over.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
That's true. That's a good point. And it's
get behind them just...
Yeah.
Yeah.
On their belly. On their
head. If it's just 1v1, you're fine because you just got to make sure you can keep an eye on it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But if it's like a mob of robots from Robot Wars, then your Achilles could be in trouble because if one sneaks up on you.
Yeah.
Bow, bow.
You're done. You're in trouble.
Yeah.
I liked it. I enjoyed it. I liked.
Did you figure out that you can shoot while you're also fighting?
I got that in the end. Yeah, yeah.
I would have guessed that you would have figured that out after dodging.
Well, I knew that I could get out of the way of stuff with, like, a quick dash, but I didn't realize that if I timed it properly, I did, like, a magic dodge out of the way, basically.
The perfect dodge.
Yes,
dodge.
Yeah, yeah. So I kind of...
Not the dodge button.
No, I knew that I could... I knew I could move quickly out of the way, but, like... there was in that first fight in the tutorial where the big robot's chopping you with his chainsaws or whatever.
Yeah.
If one was coming for me and I would be like, well, it's inevitable. I'm just going to get hit. And then eventually I was like, oh, wait, sometimes when I do a dodge, it's a perfect dodge.
Think about it like iframes, brother.
Yeah, exactly. I had to go Dark Souls mode. I liked how customizable it was. I kind of, for some reason, didn't expect it to be that customizable. Immediately got a big hammer. That was cool.
It's so customizable to the point where it's like scary.
Yeah. It's very odd, dude. Very overwhelming. At one point, accidentally trying to figure out in the settings, I made I thought I made my robot a book, but he was still around. So I don't know what I did.
As in,
somehow what? I did something in the menu and I had a floating book that fired bullets. And I was like, oh, I must have put a skin on my robot. But then my robot was still there sometimes. So I don't know. What did I do?
I don't know.
So what was the book?
I don't know.
Yeah, 'cause there is...
It was called like Pompous Chip or something.
What are you playing this on?
PC.
The PC version does have glitches, so maybe there was a graphical glitch.
No, it was a full book. It looked like a book.
Yeah. Huh.
And it floated around, and it was called Pompous Mode. Obnoxious.
Pompous Mode?
Chip.
I'm shifting into Pompous Mode.
Now my robot is a book.
What was even more confusing for me, because I didn't understand the game, is I didn't know what I was doing. Every time I opened the menu, it was like I was in the 2001 A Space. I was just THX, logo, whatever. And then I activated the Pompous chip because I was like, what is it? I was trying to make my hammer go. I didn't know what I was doing. Then I got out. Then I saw I had a book, and then I responded rudely to CS, or whatever his name is.
9S.
9S, and I was like, did the Pompous chip make my robot girl me? Can you change her personality in this game? And then, I don't know, and then, it was a book, and it fired bullets.
I'm not sure what you've done to this game.
It was very confusing. And I couldn't get rid of it for ages because I couldn't find where it was. And I started to feel like I was going crazy where I was like, why did it become a book? It's not even an option to not make it a book. I actually don't think I solved it.
Yeah, that's fair. Because I know that in this game, for anyone who hasn't played it, the customization, the way you equip stuff is like a computer chip, basically. You have a certain amount of memory.
Yeah.
And you can unequip things that in most games would be like a thing you expect, like a HUD display.
That's great.
You can unequip that to make room so you do more damage. You can also remove your operating
system and game over?
Yeah, you die.
That's awesome.
If you unequip that, it's like, if you remove this, you'll die. And you're like, yep.
That's great because, they had the choice, obviously, of like not allowing that or whatever. But they're like, no, yeah, whatever.
Yeah,
let's give you that full immersion, dude. Completely remove your own brain. Enjoy.
And there's a self-destruct button combination that anytime you do it, you blow up and die, and there isn't any story progression. You can't continue off of that. It's just game over.
Oh, really? And you go back? Do you go back to a previous save point?
Yeah.
Okay.
But as in, like,
that's what's the function?
And it's not like a hard thing to do. Like on PlayStation, it was just clicking both.
Oh,
like just clicking both sticks. That's it, and then you just blow up.
There's got to be so many people out there that did that, didn't realize, and didn't know why they were dying in that game again and again and again.
So I got it because this game also has 26 endings.
Mm.
And
it is a bit exhausting.
If it makes you feel any better, Ruby, and any listeners that had exactly the same response as Ruby, only three of them are story endings. The others are just from doing the wrong thing at the wrong time, and then it rolls credits but in fast forward as a joke.
Hey, in my opinion, there should only be four types of endings.
Okay, let's hear it.
Good, bad, normal, and funny.
Yes.
And okay. So imagine
like Silent Hill. To be like, if you decide to like at the very start of the game walk the other way, and then it's like you didn't do it. Game over.
Yeah, there should be leave ending, good, bad, dog. Those are the endings you should get.
Yes. And the dog ending, there are two options there.
Yeah.
You either get a dog or you become a dog.
That's perfect. That's perfect. That should
I think Postal 3 has those exact endings.
Well, I was thinking specifically of Silent Hill. All of the Silent Hills, all of them have a dog ending.
Huh.
Where it turns out it was all a dog. that was doing.
That rocks. That,
did you not know? Yeah, I think it's every Silent Hill has, if you do like a specific combination of things, you might have to beat it multiple times.
Yeah.
There's a scene where the protagonist finds like a Shiba Inu,
yeah,
and it's up against a bunch of computers and it turns and is like, rah, 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 and what it's saying.
I remember that ending.
Yes, yes, it's a dog, yes, ending. Yes, 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 yes. And it's like, I did Silent Hill.
Yeah, that's
I'm a dog. Yeah, yeah, dog endings, bring them back. Yeah. I feel like there was also an era of time where there were a lot of games where you played as a dog. And then we moved on from that.
Yeah, I can't remember the last time I played as a dog.
There's a lot of
now
PS2
it's all about
games.
Playing as a cat.
Oh, that's true. We've changed.
And a crab.
Wow.
In Twilight Princess, you could play as a chicken.
Oh, that's awesome.
Do you know about that?
No.
So you know how in Zelda...
Is it like Chicken Link? Like there's Wolf Link?
No. Do you know how in... Well, yes, but you know how in Zelda when you hit a chicken too many times, it usually results in you getting attacked by hordes of chicken?
Yeah.
In Twilight Princess, if you do that, you become the chicken for a bit.
That rolls. Yeah. That's really awesome. Cool.
Well, I mean, like you can become a dog, so like... It's not out of this world to also become a chicken.
Yeah, that's true.
They're equally ridiculous things to happen to a person.
And Midna becomes a lady, like a full-on...
Yeah, that's true.
Honey? Can't remember.
Yeah,
she goes from being a strange little imp
to
a long, long woman.
Mm.
So
I can't quite remember what she looks like, but is she a baddie, Ruby?
She's a baddie. Yeah, she's long. Okay. Like, she's got long hair, and she's long and tall.
Love a long baddie.
Yeah.
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 Does this piss you off if a game has multiple... Like, I was thinking multiple endings in a game. Some people get annoyed. I feel like I saw somebody on Twitter maybe talking about it, where they're like, they find out that there's multiple endings and that they are not going to achieve all those endings, and that's, like, frustrating for them. Is it frustrating for you if you're like, there's multiple endings, I don't want to have to play the game multiple times to get that ending? Or are you like, whatever, I'll get the ending
I don't,
again.
I don't think it's frustrating because I think the ending chooses me.
Yeah,
like,
that's bad.
Like, I'm like, you know what? I finished the game. I got the ending that was made for me based on how I played the game. I don't care about the other ones.
I think I'm exactly the same. Like, whatever. Like, when I was first started playing Elden Ring, I've spoken about this before, somebody tricked me into getting the bad ending because they were like, roll against this wall, press A here. And I was like, okay. And then they were like, wait, is this your first time playing? And I was like, yes. And they were like, I'm so sorry. I've given you the bad ending. But I don't care. Whatever.
Yeah, like Ruby said, the ending chooses
you. The ending
you.
Picked me. If I'm dumb enough to listen to a stranger telling me how to play the game.
There's an ending in Nier that's picked you. You just don't know it yet.
Whoa, that's exciting. Is it self-destructing?
It's close. It is. Does result in your character dying.
That's awesome.
Yeah. You are who you choose to be.
There is a tin of food you get. And it says bad for it. It's sardines, I think.
Yeah.
And it's like a delicacy on Earth, but bad for androids. And if you eat it...
Brother, I'd be eating them deans.
Yeah. If you eat it, it makes you... I think everything's fine for a moment, but then you start walking slower and slower and then just die.
Yeah, die to beans.
And then
the deans got me, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, bean death.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. That's
everybody's talking about twink death, but I feel like bean death is a much larger issue.
Yeah, dean death.
Yeah, that's true. It'll come
sardines.
For us all.
Yeah, they'll kill. Sardines will rise up and kill us all.
Yeah, yeah. What? No, that's
things,
I thought you said beans.
Nah, deans.
Deans.
Shut sardines.
Sardine death.
Sardines. Yeah. Dean death.
Yeah, beans are 2B can eat beans, because that's what the B in 2B stands for. 2 beans.
Yeah, is her name 2 beans pencil?
Yeah.
And she's made of 2 beans.
Well, yeah, I will inevitably eat those beans and die, even though you've warned me. I can't avoid it.
I'm trying to remember what...
If I do that, actually, so say I eat the deans.
It goes back, you rolls credits, then takes you back to the title screen. Then when you load back into your save, every ending has a letter associated with it. So whatever number, or whatever letter ending that is next to your save file now.
But is that it? Game over? I have to start from the start?
No. It lets you start from...
Is that why there's 25 of them?
26, yeah.
26, because it's every letter in the alphabet.
So A, B, and C are the story endings.
Okay.
And then the rest
then
are
you
just...
get the sardine ending or whatever. Yeah.
That's the S ending.
Yeah,
I hope so. Yeah. I'm so sad that it isn't like, too bad, shouldn't have eaten the sardines, start from the beginning. That would be awesome.
I wouldn't be surprised if it takes you like a significant step back, because I remember I got a... secret ending accidentally where I abandoned a village during war because I walked the wrong way. And I feel like it was annoying.
Yeah.
Not like, I wasn't like, oh, I hate this game, but I was like, what?
yeah, fair.
But then, when I self-destructed on the space station and doomed the war,
mm-hmm.
that definitely didn't take me back very far.
That's awesome. Well, yeah, look, I did enjoy this game. I enjoyed Nier Automata. It feels like if I only had this game, I could thrash it. Or if, like, you know, in a previous time where video games weren't as accessible to me as they are now, and I'd kind of picked it because it looked appealing, then I would become consumed by it. It absolutely has those vibes. But I think there's just, like, enough working against it for me personally that I think that it will be hard for me to fully get consumed by it, even though I quite liked the gameplay, really. I liked when it went full Galaga mode. Galaga? Gattaca?
Galaga
mode. That was really fun. I liked all of those sequences.
Yeah.
To be honest,
What do you mean when you say Galaga mode?
The comedian who smashed pumpkins. No, watermelons. No, I mean the video game where you're, you know, like a top-down ship shooting bad guys.
I think that's
Gradius?
Gattaca, isn't it?
Gattaca? Isn't Gattaca when they can the make new babies?
Gattaca's a movie, but I thought that it was a game as well.
Gradius? Harry Carrier?
R-Type. That's definitely one, but R-Type's on the side.
Gallica?
Gallica?
Licking what?
Gallica? I don't think it's Gallica.
Or is it Gallica? Asteroid?
Asteroid. No. Because asteroids, you're in a sort of... You're not moving. Guess what? You're moving forward.
Right.
Grotius? It's Gallius?
It's Galaga.
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 So I was right from the whole time. What's Grotius? Is Grotius real? Grotius.
Sounds like a guy.
Grotius Jones.
There's Hugo Maximus. Grotius.
Who's Hugo Grotius?
Also known as Hugo de Groot.
What?
He was a Dutch humanist, diplomat, lawyer, theologist.
That's the guy I was thinking of. Yeah.
Statesman, poet, and playwright.
That's a
teenage prodigy.
Right. Amen.
Looked like a prick.
Is that what Wikipedia says?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I meant Hugo Grotius. That's what I was thinking of. I'm going to say three and a half thumbs. Three thumbs and a knock for Nier Automata.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah, and I think that's just personal opinion. I think that it's a great game. It's got enough in it that is really not for me that it loses a couple of thumbs. Yeah. But
would it have made you feel better because, like, 2B has horny, unlockable costumes? Would that have made the game better for you?
I do think it's awesome every time you do a jump out of the sky and 2B's ass cheeks are, like, really prominent when you're falling. I think that's pretty cool.
There's an achievement as well because spoilers in the game for later on, but you play as 9S at one point and, like, ladders become a problem.
Mm.
And the game yells at you.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I do like a game that's like, hey, stop being horny.
Yeah.
Mario said that
none
more.
None of that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, it's me, Mario. Don't jerk off. Eh?
Stop being this so horny.
Unfortunately, Mario promotes it.
Yeah, that's true.
Because he's a sex pervert.
Yeah.
Hey, are you feeling erect right now?
Mamma mia.
Mario, Christ almighty, I just want to get to preaching the gospel.
I play Mario Party 8 and it's just the worst experience of my life. Everyone's having sex with each other. It's horrible. I can't even play the board game that I bought.
Yeah, there's no mini games happening at all. They're just boning down, dude. Rotten.
Yeah.
Rotten like dogs.
Do you remember that, because we played, was it Mario Kart 8 on the Wii U?
Yeah.
Mario Party 10?
Mario Party. Yeah. Party 10. Is it 10?
I think so, yeah.
And Yoshi was shaking his ass around in a kind of sad way. You remember this, right?
Yeah.
And then I did a little tweet about it.
Yeah. Yes.
I have had people sending me screenshots of that tweet that have been posted on, like, countless Instagram meme accounts over and over and over again. It will not leave me alone.
That's crazy.
Nice of them. They leave my at in
that's good.
Photo, but, like,
dude,
over and over and over.
Sexy
and over
Yoshi
again.
Haunts you,
throwing it back.
God.
Yeah,
throwing it back
in
melancholy style.
Yeah,
it is mournful.
Yeah,
the way
it is
he
mournful.
Throws it back.
It's sad.
It's, yeah,
like he's not celebrating coming third.
No.
He's sad, but he's also throwing it back.
Yeah, he's really, it's confusing stuff.
That's probably why the tweet was so popular because it is baffling. It really really makes people think.
Yeah, exactly.
They think, yeah. What the hell is going on?
Yeah, what the hell's happening right now?
And what the hell happening to me?
Yeah.
Yeah. I yeah. came here for the party and now what the hell is going on?
Yoshi throwing it back. Yeah. Misery style.
Misery.
So sad.
Just like Kathy Bates.
Yeah. Watch style. Out, James Caan.
Yeah. Kathy Bates is throwing it back. Miserable style. Yeah.
Imagine if Misery was called Miserable. Why is that funny?
I don't know, but it's good stuff. Anyway, what have you been playing?
I have been playing...
Well, first of all, thank you for the gift of Nier Automata.
No worries.
Even if it didn't suck me completely off, it sucked me off enough, you know?
Anytime. And I know that suggesting an anime game was a tough sell, but I also knew there was ass cheeks in it, so I knew you'd be
exactly.
happy.
Yeah, exactly. You know me. You know what I'm about.
Yeah.
Asses.
Yeah. Well, actually, this is kind of like a sideways transition. I don't know what word I was
tangent?
Looking for. Tangent? Well, I don't think tangent's the right word either.
Tantric?
Tantric. Now we're talking. Anyway, the game I played this week was the brand new fighting game from Capcom. And that fighting game is Street Fighter VI.
Oh.
And I had a terrible experience purchasing this game.
Oh, why?
I love a terrible purchasing experience.
Did you have to go into a store?
Oh.
Yeah, I did.
Oh, oh no.
I had to go into a store. I went into a JB Hi-Fi.
Yeah.
I picked up this and a game for my housemate, which was the WWE 23, I think.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyway.
2K23, yeah.
Which is apparently meant to be pretty good.
Okay.
I'm not a wrestling video game guy. I haven't played any of them since SmackDown 2 on the PS1.
Mm-hmm.
But hey, this one's meant to be a return to form, and he was keen for it, and I was like, I'm buying Street Fighter VI, so I'll grab that while I'm here.
Yeah, nice.
Walk up to the counter, and I have to engage because I was like, hey, do you guys price match? Because EB Games had the WWE game way cheaper, but they were out of stock.
Dude, you're doing a double whammy of asking for a video game and also asking for a discount.
That's okay, because it comes back to bite me so hard.
No, dude.
The guy that's serving me says, hey, yeah, we can match prices. Well, he was like, we can match prices. Wait, depends on who with and what for. And I was like, oh, for the WWE game and it's EB Games just across the path thing. It's same shopping center. And then they were like, oh, yeah, what are they selling it for, like $20? That's what it's worth. And I was like, ha-ha, I'm buying this game. Why are you?
Okay. All right.
And then,
leave me alone.
Don't make this longer than it has to be.
And then I was like, ha-ha, well, I think it's like 65 or something, but if you want to give it to me for 20, and he said, ha-ha, can't do that. What'd you say, 65? Yeah, I can probably do that. And he was like, what else are you getting? And then picked up Street Fighter, and then was like, oh, yeah. Here's what I guess is going to happen. So this is the longest conversation I've ever had about video games that's not in this podcast.
Oh, my God.
Then he's like, this is what I reckon is going to happen. You're going to get home, you're going to throw on Street Fighter 6, and WWE is just going to sit in that... Just sit there for months.
This guy
is wanting to suck you off, man.
Ruby, it gets worse.
He's lubing you up.
How could it get worse?
You're going to get home. You're going to chuck on Street Fighter. WWE's going to sit on the side and I'm going to be there right between your legs, buddy.
Yeah. God.
So I was
that's customer service.
So anyway, I was like, ha, ha, ha. No, it's not for me. Yeah. So, like,
please stop talking.
I was like, but I am. And then he was like, have you played Street Fighter 6? And I was like, nah, but I'm keen. He's like, sweet. And then he was like, you just want the standard one or do you want the $10 more one? And I was like, oh, I'll just grab the standard one because the only difference is a steelbook, right? And he was like, yep, good call. Dumb to spend an extra $10 on a steelbook. And I was like, stop weighing in on everything.
We don't need your running commentary for buying a game.
But then, anyway. My friends were in the store, so I paid for the stuff and then didn't leave the store, went to where they were standing.
Yeah.
And then was talking to them and they were like, oh, what'd you get? And I was like, here you go. Like, here's Street Fighter, here's WWE. And then the guy walked around the corner and was like, hey man, have you seen any footage? The same guy was like, hey, have you seen any of the footage of Street Fighter 6 yet? And I was like, oh, like a little bit. Some of my friends are streamers and I know that it's like consumed them, which is why I'm excited to play it. And then he was like, yeah. They've really turned up the jiggle physics.
Oh my God.
And I was like, oh, and he's like, yeah. So like streamers and stuff, they're getting around some particular things. That's why it's actually rated M for suggestive content. And then he was like, yeah, there's like streamers have been like analyzing animation frames, if you know what I mean. And Twitch can't do anything about it.
What and I was like, okay, cool. It would be so funny if it turns out this guy is a listener.
I was thinking exactly the same thing. I was thinking exactly the same thing. If you were a listener, hey, wise up. Okay.
No, I thought at first.
Yeah.
There was a chance, but then as the conversation went further and further on, there was so many times for them to have let on
that they knew who I was,
and I don't think they did.
Crazy. How did you shake them?
After that, I just kind of laughed and was like, oh yeah, cool. And then turned around and spoke to my friends.
Yeah.
And then they were like, did he just mention jiggle physics? And I said, yes. And they were like, what were you talking about? And I was like, I had no part in this. I'm just a man trying to buy a video game.
I'd say early on, you probably should have hit him with the, like he says something about Street Fighter. Yeah. You go, I will kill myself in front of you.
Well, that's now what I'm going to do.
You have to say that.
Yeah. You do. Sometimes you gotta.
Leave you alone.
My life is in your hands.
Yeah.
I'm just letting you know right now.
Do you want me to die right now?
One more sentence about this game and I will kill myself in the store in front of you.
Your life changed irrevocably because you wouldn't shut up. Are you prepared for that?
I'll go to hell.
You said jiggle physics to me and I died. And in front of you, and that's going to fuck you up for the rest of your life.
I don't think you're ready for that. I'm going to let you know.
Yeah.
Proceed.
Yeah. Your goal.
That's crazy. I mean, we talk about on this show how it is humiliating to buy a video game. And often we say this because the act of buying a video game, you get to say, hey, I want a little game of a little baby or whatever. But this is the other side of the coin, you know?
Mm.
Nobody wants to talk about video games.
Well, because I was trying to do the thing that people that work at video game stores often do to their customers where I just let on like give them short answers but also like I don't really know what's going on. I said I was buying a game for my housemate.
Yeah.
Just assume that both were for them. Leave me alone.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm not. And then I had to like stand and think, do I give off jiggle physics aura?
No.
Yeah.
I don't think you
give off. You seem like someone who cares deeply about that.
Yeah, I was like, also, when's the next Dead or Alive coming out? And have they actually fixed the issue that there was with the last game where they focused far more on trying to be Tekken rather than trying to be Dead or Alive? Huh?
Just moving the case around in your hands. They walk up. They're like, anything you need? And you're like, do it, wiggle.
I'm looking for jiggling. Any jiggling?
Yeah.
Yeah. What if he came up to you, he's like, you know, there's jiggle physics in it. And you're like, I'll show you a real tit right now. I'll get him. You think this is exciting, dude? Have you heard of internet pornography? Check this out.
Look, here, give me your phone. www. So you're going to want to type in pornhub.com.
I thought you were spelling pornography for a second. I was like, you've taken P-O-R-N. A wrong turn. H.
Look it up.
Pornography.
Oh, porn hog.
Oh.
I see. That sounds awful, dude.
Yeah, but the game's good, though.
That's great. I'm glad.
But is
it kind of rushed?
Was that the review?
That's most of the review. I haven't played the... I haven't played the world tour part of it, like the big single player campaign.
Yeah.
So I decided, I was like, now's the time for me to like try like get into Street Fighter that I can at least be like good enough that I know what I'm doing.
Yeah.
Like
fair.
Clear the button mashing part and just be like, okay, I know the moveset of this character.
Sure.
So I played as a couple of characters in training. Liked the feel of Cammy, so took Cammy into the arcade and played through Cammy's arcade mode. Finished that and was like, I feel pretty good about this.
That's great.
Yeah.
Did it? Cause
but
like,
jiggle physics were in my mind the whole time.
Yeah, like,
and it's also, like, the game isn't, like, it is definitely, definitely horny.
Yeah. We've all seen that clip of that girl doing the come hither thing with her foot, right?
I haven't seen that.
One of the, I don't know, she's one of the Street Fighter girls. She's got, like, her mouth's got spiky teeth in it. I don't know. Somebody on Twitter posted a clip of her turning around and going, come hither, like, come over here, but with her foot.
Yeah.
And people were like, what is this game? So I get it. It's, you know.
And there's, like, a lot of, like, very defined asses.
Yeah.
But, like, it's not, like, Dead or Alive either. It's not, like, the character. And, like, I played Soul Calibur.
Mm.
Like, I'm used to it. I don't think about it, and I don't definitely don't want to talk about it in a video game shop.
It's not why you're buying the game.
No, again, I'm familiar with internet pornography.
It's crazy to buy a game to titillate yourself like that. That seems insane to me.
I could just watch a GIF if I really wanted to get that exact amount of titillation.
Yeah, exactly. My goodness.
Anyway, Street Fighter VI is real good. I'm going to keep playing it. Cammy's fun to play as. She's got a lot of kicks.
That's awesome.
I haven't seen anyone on the internet talking about playing as Cammy, though, so I'm probably going to find out that she sucks and I'm actually a scrub who needs to get good.
Yeah, that sucks, dude.
Yeah. Four thumbs.
Nice.
What about you, Ruby? What have you been playing?
I have been playing... This comes out Friday, right?
Yeah.
Today is Friday.
Today is Friday, yes.
Today is Friday.
To the listener.
Yeah,
to
the viewer. The listener is confused to why we haven't mentioned all of the very exciting announcements at the Nintendo Direct.
Yeah.
And that's because we were saving them for next week.
I'm going to say my favorite announcement was the fourth announcement they made. Yeah.
I really loved that one you loved.
That's fair.
Pikmin 4 looks really fun, and it's developed on the Unreal Engine. That's a bit of a curveball. I hope it doesn't mess with the feel of how Pikmin 3 was.
I'm so excited for Pikmin 4, but bad, I will lose my mind.
Mm. How about if Pikmin 4 is bad, me and you will go to that JB Hi-Fi that I bought Street Fighter 6 from, and then we'll both kill ourselves in front of that person.
Yeah. We'll like both have a shiv and just like turn to one another and just start.
Oh, just so it's actually there's no suicide, it's just two murders.
Yeah.
Clever.
Yeah.
It's assisted suicide.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I think cuz suicide you go to hell, but if you murder someone and then I guess while we're dying, we'll also bring in a priest.
Okay.
We're going to get to heaven.
Yeah, oh, fair enough. Yeah. Fair enough.
We're getting to heaven.
Oh, yeah.
I think we're getting to heaven.
Me, Ruby, one of the robots from Robot Wars.
Yeah, hanging out in heaven, having a whale of a time. Yeah.
Maybe Jackson?
No. I don't think so.
Jackson will be in hell with that other guy that... And then he'll be yammering in your ear about jiggle physics. And
I think I'm going to go somewhere else.
I think a part of you, maybe, like one of your legs.
I think one of my legs will end up in heaven. The rest of me will be in Cincinnati.
but in like a house that you can't leave. But you know that it's in Cincinnati.
I just turn up on
and
someone's
couch. The plumbing
couch.
Is terrible.
I think when you die, you might go to the radio tower from Frasier.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah. And every day I put my eyes, like my hands up against the glass and I try and find Frasier's house.
Yeah.
Free me, Frasier Crane! That's what I'll be saying.
Yeah.
That is kind of hell.
Yeah.
Anyway, what have you been playing, Ruby?
So, I have been playing to absolute death.
Whoa.
Mars First Logistics.
Oh, yeah.
And it is from Shape Shop, Melbourne Studio. I got a preview code of it.
Oh.
Because I was like, I'm so freaking excited for this. And then shouts out to Terry from Paper House. Love him so much. He messaged me and was like, you want one?
Do you and love him like, because that's his voice?
Yeah, is that what he sounds like? That's awesome.
I sound like this. No, he does not sound like that. But he was like, do you want a code? And I was like, absolutely. I'd love to you know, cover it in some sense.
Yeah.
And he's like, okay, how many you want? And I was like, whoa, okay, hold on.
20.
A million. But he gave me a few codes to give to my colleagues.
Yeah.
And I have been playing it since last week. And I've just been playing it so much so that we were originally supposed to record this podcast at a certain time, and instead we recorded it half an hour later because I forgot and I was too busy playing Mars First Logistics.
Well, that's good because now we've all of us have got a very special experience with this game. Ruby, you lost track of what time anything was because you were on Mars.
My first playthrough and my first playthrough of it, I played for 5.2 hours straight.
Whoa!
That's crazy. That's half a day. My God. But I played it at PAX and it's something about it that just keeps you kind of, I don't know, it keeps you ticking.
It's special.
Yeah.
It's a special game. And you weren't very good at it, Jackson.
Famously, I wasn't.
Jackson was good at it.
Yeah.
Because he, in front of, it could have been Terry.
We don't know.
But in front of someone that worked on the game, Jackson built a rover so wrong that the person was like, I've never seen anyone do this before.
And then people told us that it was Ian? I don't know. It boggled
like,
him so
like
much.
The guy who made it.
It might have been.
It was whoever was there that day at PAX. And he told people later on, the day we weren't there.
Someone was like, hey, I'm really bad at this. And then the person running the booth said, don't worry. Yesterday there was a guy where I just watched him drive in a circle for 25 minutes. And that's because Jackson had refused to put two wheels on your rover because you were like, I'm going to use like a leg and a wheel.
Yeah, that's right.
And he played it so bad that like I was standing there when you were playing it and we were talking and laughing. And then we drew a crowd watching people, like watching everyone watching Jackson and how wrong he was playing this game.
I think that probably if you're a video game developer, there should be a point in the cycle where you just get me to play your game.
Give a copy to the zoo and see what happens.
Have you got any particularly stupid orangutans? Jackson is unavailable.
The best way to test our game is to see what it would be like if an idiot played. The stupid guy.
Yeah, we'd but give it to Jackson, but unfortunately he's been locked in the office toilet for 2.5 days.
But that's the thing, this game, like when I got things wrong, I felt so dumb. But when I got them right, I felt like a mega genius.
That's awesome.
And yeah, I've been playing it to absolute death. I love the visuals of it. I love the like rover creation aspect of it. I love being a delivery rover. It's so freaking cute, and you can color it in, make it yours, and save your designs. So like you've got like the blueprints for the standard vehicles, but you've also got like you can save your own blueprints.
Yeah.
So like if you make a really good car, rover that's got like a big claw and it seems to work with almost everything, you can just save that and use it all the time. Like I keep doing.
Yeah. Jackson used the claw as a leg.
Yes, that's right. Yeah.
Okay. All right. I want to watch you play this. I think you should stream it.
I absolutely will
play that game. Yeah. Well, that's the thing. Like, I hate to be like that guy of like, this would be perfect for streaming, but like, it's a game that is not only fun to play, but it's also fun to watch people play it.
Yeah, for sure.
And the music is amazing. Dan Golding did the soundtrack, so of course the music was going to be amazing.
Hell yeah.
I watched the credits really early on, and it seems like everybody in the Melbourne games industry, like, took part in this game somehow as, well, like, yeah, either testers or, like, special thanks.
Yeah, for sure.
Or PR. And it was like, I recognized so many names, and I was like, oh, this was a real labor of love from the entirety of the Melbourne games industry, which makes so much sense because, like, my first session of it was 5.2 out. Like, I lost track of time. It went from bright outside to dark outside.
Whoa, that's crazy.
And it just absolutely hooked me. And then it did again today.
Yeah.
And it's a game that I did not expect to be for me.
Yeah, for sure.
When I first saw it, I was like, that looks cool, but I don't think I'd like it very much. And then I started playing it, and I'm like, oh my god, this normally wouldn't be a game that presses my buttons, but it's pressing all the buttons at the same time and making me jerk and go crazy. and now like all my bones are in the wrong place. When we laugh, we're jovial, we hee hee ha ha, we go, oh, the game sucked me off. This game sucked me off. This game sucked my dick, and I don't even got one. This game pointed at me, and suddenly, like, all my shit was getting fucked up, and I got this big magic dick, and then the game sucked it off.
Whoa!
And then I came, and then it burst, and it created all these sparkles all around me that were like dick sparkles.
They should put that on the cover if they have a physical release.
Yeah, I. But in all seriousness, like.
You can't get more serious than what you just said.
I know, that was really serious. But in more seriousness, Terry said to me, like, this is a really special game. And I got to agree. It's unlike anything I've ever played.
That's
amazing.
And yet,
like, the way that I describe it is, like, it's the car creation, or like Rover, the vehicle creation of Lego 2K Drive.
Okay.
Where you can kind of do anything with it. Mixed with the delivery service of Death Stranding. Mixed with the visuals of like, I don't know how to describe it. You know when like, you see how like old cartoons and stuff used to look at how the future would look like?
Yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah, yeah.
And it's like hyper colorful, like really like block colors.
Yeah.
And there are these cute little astronauts that look like funny little fellas.
Yeah.
And I really like I can
know. Oh, you're absolutely making me want to play it again. You're absolutely.
And you know what's crazy? It's coming out in early access. This game feels done.
Oh, dude.
It feels done, dude. To a point where like I'm like, what else could they possibly add? Like,
that's so exciting.
It is so nice. And like every time I felt like, oh, I can't get out of this thing, there was like instantly a way to fix it up.
Yeah, yeah,
like,
yeah.
Like it's a game that rewards you for trying over and over again.
I hope it is wildly successful so it gets ported to things, because if I...
Oh, God, me too.
If it's on a Switch at some point, oh, my God.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Done. Oh.
Just because, like, the idea of playing it while, like, in handheld mode or something. If I had a Steam Deck, I would already be like, uh-oh.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
I don't, because I live in Australia.
Yeah, and no such luck.
Same.
Yeah, and our listeners are selfish and haven't sent us
any. What the hell?
Messed up.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Get with the program.
Oh, just... Quickly on listener sending us stuff, though, a quick shout out to Neil, XZ Neil.
Oh, yes. Yeah, yeah.
Who,
this is good. This is
we,
good stuff.
We received the King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard live at Bonnaroo 2022 live CD and Blu-ray set. And we were like, huh.
There was a lot of confusion at the Thumb Cramps headquarters.
Because we were like,
did we talk about this band at any point?
I was like, the only time King Gears would have come up on Thumb Cramps is if I was making fun of Hayden for being 19 and for them being his favorite band. I don't know how this would have resulted in
it coming to Thumb Cramps. What is going on?
But then we got an email from XZ Neil, who said, hey, sorry, I bought this the same day that I bought you your Xbox gamer hoodies for your controllers, and I must have accidentally put in the same details again. So enjoy that CD. I didn't realize what had happened until too late, so I bought myself another one. Don't worry about sending
that
it back.
Rocks.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
That's really good. We should sign it.
we should sign it and send it back to him.
Yeah.
There you go.
But yeah, I'm going to go ahead and absolutely no brainer here. I'm going to give Masterverse Logistics 10 thumbs.
Whoa!
Game of the year!
I honestly, no joke, for its innovation, for its look, for the fact that it's like coming into early access despite feeling like a finished game, a pristine game.
Yeah.
And just how much I've enjoyed it in such a short amount of time, and how much it's hooked me in. I genuinely think that if... the games industry gave a the wider games industry gave a shit about Australian games, this could be Game of the Year material.
Whoa. That's huge.
Ruby's gaudy.
I love it. It's like I really, really love it. It's gonna be one of my games of the year.
Yeah.
Easily.
Guaranteed.
Well, yeah.
Easily.
It's the only game that you've reviewed on Thumb Cramps this year so far that has made you grow a dick and then sucked on your dick until you came and then your dick exploded.
There were dick sparkles and stuff.
And there's dick sparkles.
Yeah. That's huge.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah,
it rocks. Like the second I can now, I recommend everyone get it.
Yeah.
Every single person listening, head to www.steam.com. Install the Steam browser.
Yeah.
Steam client.
Step one, Steam. Step two, delete Steam. Something's gone wrong. Step three, reinstall Steam.
Google Gabe Newell's email address. Email Gabe. Help. I don't understand how Steam works.
I want to play Mars First Logistics. Do you have it?
Gabe, also I heard that you have a sub that is actually capable of getting... This is not a joke, but capable of also getting... down to where the Titanic is. Have you thought about looking for those guys that are missing?
Yeah, put away your Half-Life 3, Gabe Newell, and save those people who are trapped in the Titanic.
I understand.
I think it would be a waste of time.
Yeah.
Yeah, it would. Yeah. Make Half-Life 3.
They're so dead.
Oh, yeah,
so
they're
dead.
The most dead anyone's ever
they're
been.
They're imploded under the sea. Titanic has taken another, yeah. more victims.
I think
we went to the deadest boat in the world and it got more dead than
it's the dead
somehow.
Boat is dead as hell, dude.
The fact that they made a submarine that, like, okay, I $250,000 a ticket to go see, you know, the world's deadest boat
through
a teeny tiny window of cramped, poorly made submarine be opened from the outside and is controlled by a Mad Catz controller.
So, Ruby, you're not even seeing the Titanic through a window. It's through a monitor.
Yeah, you see it on a screen.
Oh, like the Iron Lung?
Yeah, it's like they're in the Iron Lung from the game Iron Lung. Absolutely. Yeah.
So, there's a monitor. The only window in the submarine is next to the toilet. For some reason, there's a little window when you're pissing or shitting.
You
there's
just look
a window
out,
there.
See a fish.
But
yeah, wow.
The front has a camera on it, and then there's a monitor inside.
That's so awesome.
Didn't the CEO say that, like, safety measures are for losers?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
There's a thing on their website where it's like, why isn't this submarine certified by the boards that certify, you know, like, aquatic vehicles of this kind? And they're like, it's hard. There's a lot of things we got to get them to.
I don't know. Suck me off.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
It's.
Anyway, they're dead now, and that submarine company's gone bust because the owner is now dead.
I love that they've pretty much gone like, maybe we should have some safety protocols. The other guy's just like, what are you, gay? Like,
anyway, I'm off to go die.
I'm going to go die now.
I think that we should add their number, like their death numbers to the death toll of the Titanic.
I agree.
Though.
I think if I were to go see like a Titanic.
Another victim.
Yeah.
Before.
That boat, dude, is cursed. Titanic is angry. It's seeking revenge,
yeah,
dude.
Yeah, because the boat died and now it's in a watery grave and it wants to drag others to it.
I would never.
Remember
down...
the Titanic documentary?
Yeah.
Which one?
Well,
the one that
was in the IMAX theaters?
No, but I didn't see it. I remember it, though.
Exactly, because it probably flopped. And that's another victim claimed by the Titanic.
I thought you were talking about the James Cameron Titanic documentary. Not the movie, I'm not being silly.
Yeah.
The documentary he made about going down to... Because James Cameron has been down to the Titanic.
I think that was the one.
Because that ends with him finding out about 9/11. This is also not a joke.
Like, that was the first time he learned about 9/11?
Yeah, he comes out of the sea.
And 9/11 happened while he was on the deck of the Titanic.
Yeah, while he was under. Oh, yeah, it's good stuff.
It's on YouTube if you want to see it.
I saw that movie when I was so young, and I saw it in the IMAX theater, and, like, I must have just forgotten about that part.
Yeah, because the James Cameron Titanic documentary literally ends with 9/11, and then it has, like, a, hey, thank you to our brave soldiers and troops.
You would have. Do you reckon James had like heaps of stuff he wanted to say about what he saw, and then he's like, "Well, obviously, I got to keep my mouth shut. 9/11 just happened," but he would have had to dampen quite a lot of excitement.
Sorry,
I think.
Sorry, 9/11 just happened. I can't say much.
I can't hear. Yeah. I can't hear what you.
9/11.
We should control more stuff with bootleg video games.
Apparently, that's really normal.
Yeah,
I heard that. That's like the most normal part about the sub is that it's controlled with like military drones are controlled with Mad Catz control.
Yeah, but
stuff.
That's an awesome thing that the military do because gamers are young-ish, and if you give them a video game controller...
They know a button shoots,
Yeah, and then they're also like, this is a video game. I'm not actually murdering real men.
What do you think would be the funniest controller for the sub to have been controlled by?
Wiimote.
Motion controls.
Or I guess the Wii U gamepad, like the screen is the Titanic.
Two nunchucks somehow. Like connected to each other.
Yeah. Whoa. You gotta kind of like swing them like you're rowing a boat.
Yeah. A rare docking nunchuck situation. Yeah. Nunchuck and a nunchuck.
That's interesting.
That is awesome.
That's really cool stuff.
Yeah. Or a PlayStation Move. Like the ones that kind of look
the circle, the ring.
The circles. Or somehow a SingStar microphone. Like you have to sing like different notes to go different directions.
Ooh,
that's how you
that's
do sound.
Forward.
Forward.
Ooh,
I would be like, I'm on a silly boat right now.
Yeah.
Let me out.
I'm on the clown summary.
Okay. Oh, this is awesome. I'm definitely going to die. I paid $250,000 to die.
Let me out of here. I'm going to make, let's make it happen now.
There's some interference happening. You can't say anything right. Oh.
Yeah, that's
picking up your voice. That's why we're going the wrong way.
Guys, if we keep talking, we're never going to make it to the Titanic.
Stop screaming! We're going backwards!
Careen down into the bottom of the sea. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, rest in peace. Speaking of, who's that at the door? Come in, Mr. Reds. I know who it is. Hey, everybody, it's me, Mr. Reds. We talk about the Titanic and 9/11 in here.
Mr. Reds, we are.
We are, Mr. Reds.
I thought this was a video game podcast.
Oh, it is.
Okay, well, fair enough. I don't know what games are, I guess. Anyway, I got some ads for you. Hi, Ruby. How you doing?
I'm good, Mr. Reds. How are you?
I'm really good. I'm doing
How's
awesome.
How's the family?
The family's doing great. We're taking a trip. We're going on a cruise.
A cruise. Which one?
Not a cruise, a groove. Yeah, a Disney cruise. Okay, but yeah, it's gonna be good taking the kids or whatever and Mrs. Ads. Anyway, I got more ads to deliver. I'll see you around, everybody.
Bye, goodbye, Mr. Ads.
Goodbye, Mr. Ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
I hope he enjoys his cruises.
I think he went a cruise.
I've heard good things about those Disney cruises. Well,
now, Jackson and Ruby, it's time for me to open up what many call the safest inbox on the internet, the thumbcrampspod@gmail.com inbox.
A normal place to be.
A normal place to be.
Yeah, absolutely.
So straight off the bat, we got a reply from our... a beautiful, beautiful listener that said, hey, I listened to this podcast whilst having my hand in a cow's pussy give birth to a cow that we named Thumb Cramps Jr.
Thumb Cramps Jr.
I love Thumb Cramps Jr. so much.
Me too. Well, the sweetest cow in the world. So beautiful.
We put a call out and we're like, hey, Thumb Cramps Jr. rules. Can we please post a photo of Thumb Cramps Jr.?
Yeah.
And then they replied and they said, absolutely. Post all the photos of Thumb Cramps Jr. we want. Which is funny because we only had one. But yeah, so Thumb Cramps Jr. is on the Thumb Cramps Pod Twitter account.
Yep.
Check it out. Thumb Cramps Jr. is a beautiful cow.
The most beautiful. I mean, cows are a very beautiful creature in a lot of ways. But I don't know. There's something about Thumb Cramps Jr. that's very special, I think.
And also, just a note in this email. Mm. Also, Jackson, if you won't stop your effing and jeffing for Joel, then please do it for your young, impressionable calf.
That's true. I don't want Thumb Cramps Jr. to be throwing out effs and jeffs.
Yeah.
sullying the farm. Fair enough.
Upsetting the chickens. Yeah.
Chickens hate if you swear, dude. I can kill a chicken if you say it loud enough.
Yeah. And this email is from Matt. Next email.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, video game boyfriends and busty guest. I put an AirPod in my dick hole to see if I can hear the podcast through my shaft. I could. Jackson should play Borderlands 2. Love you very much.
Wow.
So, Ruby, do you recognize that? Because it looks familiar to me.
Who sent this in?
No, this is from Matt.
Oh, from Matt. Sorry, yeah.
Matt couldn't have known that I would have even been coming on.
Matt did not know that you were coming on.
I love you, Matt.
So, for listeners that may be confused, mm-hmm. Ruby was making fun of thumb cramps.
Yeah.
Hey. Nothing wrong with a little light rimming or whatever it's called.
Yeah, light rimming.
Nothing wrong with a light rimming, that's true.
Yeah, right? That's what it's called.
Yeah, so Ruby was rimming thumb cramps on Twitter, yeah. And Matt saw and then took her tweet about thumb cramps and sent it in.
Very, very good. I think that's such like a
real email.
Am I wrong in saying that that is like the email?
Yeah, I mean, people putting their AirPod in their dick hole to hear thumb cramps from the inside would be a thing I'd recommend people try.
Yeah, give it a go. Probably not awful.
Probably yeah. Awesome.
Yeah.
I love thumb cramps, and I love the listeners. I think the relationship that you guys have with your listeners is very beautiful, very yeah. intimate, very passionate.
I think it's very unique.
I think it's very unique.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of podcasts out there have parasocial relationships with their listeners, and I think we've taken it to a whole new dangerous yeah. territory.
Yeah, yeah. I like to hope that, you know, any listeners in the listening realm right now, if you love and care me, let me just tell you that I love and care you too, and that's I'm so ready nice. For this to get incredibly unhealthy.
That's exciting.
Yeah. Let's make it, let's get it worse.
Yeah.
That's what I'm thinking.
Let's make it worse.
And I guess finally to bring us home, this is from Ryan, who is not scared of y'all using their real government name.
Whoa, okay.
And this is some situations where Ryan has heard thumb cramps.
all right, let's make excited. It worse.
Yeah.
I've been listening to my gamer boyfriends and my gamer lover, Jackson. Whoa,
okay.
It's already immediately getting...
Oh my God.
Worse, more intimate. Since 2014, with Shut Up A Second, I have no idea how I found this podcast. It must have been a divine entity to know that I would love this podcast so much.
Mm.
Ever since that fateful day, I've been listening to y'all every single week of my life. That's I've basically crazy. Done everything with y'all from my first girlfriend. I hope you mean getting your first girlfriend, not doing your first girlfriend.
I don't want to be there for that.
Being in the room when someone loses their virginity would be rough.
Oh, dude, that's just like a bad... That's, you know, that's buying a video game bad.
Yeah. If it's the second or third time, whatever.
Yeah, we'll hang around.
Yeah. First time, that should just be between you guys.
Yeah, it's always awkward. Figure it out, yeah.
Finishing high school? That's fine.
That's
all
right. That's okay. Yeah,
is
what
anyone listening to us at your graduation?
Did they play us at your graduation?
They should have.
Yeah.
We remember. And then they play an episode of Thumb Cramps.
Hey, everyone. Welcome to Thumb Cramps. Gooba dooba dooba doo.
Mario's an idiot. Gooba dooba dooba doo.
Princess Peach and Batty.
Gooba dooba dooba doo. Thumb Cramps.
Yoshi's tongue would... suck off good.
And every parent in the crowd is just crying their eyes out.
And then dooba dooba safe for school. 69ing is normal and healthy.
Gooba dooba dooba doo. That is what we sound like.
Yeah, that's thumb cramps.
It's true. It's true.
Having a kid?
Whoa. That's crazy.
And then things start taking a turn here. Having having a kid, getting robbed point blank with a gun to my head are the memories.
Huh?
You guys have been in my ear the whole time.
Like listening in earphones, of course.
I feel responsible because I imagine you weren't paying attention around you. Mm. Listening to thumb cramp, somebody comes up on you with a gun, I apologize.
I hope we didn't say anything funny because that could have got you shot.
Yeah, if you started chuckling.
Or maybe you seemed really tough and we helped the situation.
Yeah, that's true.
What are you listening to?
Oh, it was one of those TikTok boys.
That's crazy.
And then Ryan also says, one of my favorite moments was getting a tattoo. This sounds like the worst experience of all time, but Ryan said it rocked.
Okay,
but
fair enough.
One of Ryan's favorite experiences, and this has got nothing to do with me or Ruby, but has something to do with you, Jackson, was Ryan got a tattoo whilst on acid listening to D&D's for Nerds. Amazing experience. 10 out of 10 thumbs.
That sounds horrendous.
Yeah.
That sounds so scary.
Yeah.
Would you not have been scared that, like, maybe I'm stabbing you in the leg or something? That you're not getting tattooed, that you're getting shivved? That's crazy, but I'm glad it was a good experience for you. I'm so happy.
And love you guys. Keep doing God's work out there, gamer boyfriends. Yeah, we will.
We truly will.
Amen.
Yeah.
P.S. Jackson is right. Video games are horny.
Yeah. That's always nice.
And we're still paying the price for just throwing out questions like that. This week, we also got an email that just said yes. And I remember that there was an issue with Thumb Cramps where we asked everyone to email in yes or no, and then it sent every email to the spam folder.
Yeah, because it was just yes.
And a new thing we do here, Ruby, and this is your first experience with it, but something I have not forgotten about every week since I've announced that we're doing this, and then...
stuff happens. Life is in between, yeah.
Just had to fill while I went to go wrap up the show and then remembered what I haven't done yet. And that is, we read out reviews!
That's true!
Another place for Thumb Cramps listeners to be normal.
Say your piece.
Oh, they do reviews?
Yeah. Be normal to us, Owen. That's what this is, yeah.
If you want us to read your reviews, you got to head to your podcast platform of choice. Mm-hmm. Give us 5 stars. Anything less than 5 stars, we will not read. You can read. You can write whatever you want.
You can say 5 stars stink cast. That's fine.
And 5 stars, I don't like this podcast.
Well, that's probably, this is what Poke Pokey has done.
Okay.
They've given the podcast 5 stars, subject 1 star, and then the review just says, hey, Google, set alarm for 3 a.m.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
And then we've got an email from a name that is just...
An email?
Like, sorry, a review from someone that's whose name is just hammering the keyboard. It's TDHGFYFCYFGGRFJYFGFGTC.
Is that like when you don't connect your Spotify to any account, so it just gives you a random set of numbers and letters?
This review headline, 5 thumbs, 5 stars.
Whoa.
Jackson should get water squirted in his face whenever he cusses. I agree.
That would be funny, but there are microphones in here.
Yeah.
A very worthy price to pay.
It's also the best part about living in Sydney is, like, I can't get physically punished for anything I do. Sure, you can be like, oh, Ruby.
Yeah, but...
Oh, naughty. Do not say that.
Bad Ruby.
But... What are you going to do? Hit me?
Yeah. We can't.
You're safe. Can't do it. Oh, what are you going to do? Punch me in the back of the head and then I die?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
You can't do that.
Yeah, that's why we like to get guests in the studio, so we can punch them in the back of the head.
Yeah, and the next road trip we take up to Sydney, you'll be like, hey, guys. We'll be like, turn around. Boom.
It's going to be
and
good.
And I'll do it. I'll turn around. Like, why?
What's behind me?
What's over here? What am I looking at?
What is it? What happened?
Getting of mice and men, but instead of being shot, punched. Hey, Lenny, come look at the sea, and then winding up. Falcon punch, baby.
Into the river.
Yeah, that's awesome. You know what else is awesome? When Ruby comes on the podcast.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for joining us, Ruby.
Thank you for having me.
And now, Ruby, this is the first time that you've been on the podcast that potentially your job's changed, and you might want to talk about your new job.
That's true.
I have left Kotaku, mm-hmm. and I told all the readers and whatnot to act like I died.
Yeah.
Okay.
Everybody has been like, rest in peace, Ruby.
Yeah, it's sad you died.
Not forgotten, awesome. Which I love. But I have moved over to a little show called Back Pocket, which is a fun little live variety show on Twitch, all about games and other stuff, maybe. And I love it very much, and they're super nice and cool. And if you want to see what I'm doing, we have a live show every Thursday night at 7 p.m.
Hell
on
yeah.
Twitch, where we do funny little business. But also, I have been taking over their TikTok a little bit and making a whole bunch of different TikToks about video game stuff.
Shit, yeah.
It's fun.
Jesus
and nice.
Christ, that's awesome.
I'm a crazy girl. And who knows, maybe in the near future, there may be an audio show.
Whoa!
That you can simply just listen to.
Whoa.
That sounds a lot like a podcast.
Maybe.
A little bit. A little bit.
And who knows, maybe a certain video game boyfriends will be on the show.
Oh, that sounds a lot like the host of this podcast.
Yeah, maybe.
Well, thank you so much for having us on, Ruby. And every single listener of the show should go follow Back Pocket on every single social media imaginable.
Come on.
Come on. Do it.
Hurry up.
And like, yeah, I watched some of the episode last week on Twitch. It was sick. It's a funny, silly little show.
Get on it.
And then jump in chat. I might be there.
Yeah, me too.
Ruby will also be there, but probably won't be able to see you. I don't know what the setup behind the scenes is. I don't know if you can see the chat while you're doing the show.
I can.
Okay.
There you go.
Nobody is allowed to say anything mean to me because I'll immediately say it and I'll get really sad.
Yeah, and then the show will end.
Yeah.
And then I'll be like, cut the cameras.
Yeah, I have to go.
Shut it down.
Yeah. Shut it down. I'm dead
it's
here
gone.
Now too.
It's no more. Yeah. The show ends.
Well, yeah, check that out. And yeah, keep listening to Thumb Cramps. Make sure you send us emails. Make sure you write reviews.
Yeah, 5 stars.
Happy Game of Thanksgiving, everyone. Enjoy the Nintendo Direct. Mr. Nintendo said it was good.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.